Okay, here's one I'd like to hear Alicia's answer to. We were talking before about continuing erlotinib and progression. This person says, in our community, payers will not cover erlotinib at progression by CT. Any data to support the use of erlotinib beyond progression? And is that your paper here? I know there's a paper here.
I'm a middle author on an abstract that will be presented at the general poster session about the benefits of erlotinib beyond progression. Jeff Oxnard is the first author.
Would that be like a citable reference to support this?
Definitely.
I'm not sure I've seen that anything like
but
that.
It's not randomized data, though.
No. This is retrospective analysis of patients who were treated with that strategy and how they did.
Right. There is a plan to do a randomized trial to address that issue, which I think is a great idea because it's a common issue that we all deal with.
Yeah, I mean, and John Charles, I'll ask you to come to the podium. We'll talk about our final topic. I mean, we've been arguing about continuing Bev on progression for years, and finally on Sunday, I cannot wait to see this paper in colon cancer, supposedly survival benefit of continuing Bev on progression, metastatic colon cancer. You have that question, Corey, in lung cancer
you're trying to address. It's an ongoing phase 3 trial. It's a global effort basically asking whether bevacizumab beyond progression on Bev-containing therapy will in fact confer a survival advantage. It's called the AVA-ALL trial, and it's accrued about 80 patients of 600 targeted.
How do you think people are going to react to that trial once they see the data Sunday in colon cancer? Different tumor, different story?
Different tumors, different stories, but I would hope that the supposedly positive data that we're about to witness Sunday will invigorate interest in the trial and increase accrual.
A fascinating question.